This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
All right, perfect. It is great to be back on Friday. We are going to go into a live Q&A here, but I wanted to actually start with a couple stories and kind of a lesson behind it as well from this week. So what I'm going to do is wait here for a minute while we get some other folks joining us. I just want to make sure that everyone can join who wants to today. Local Search Academy. How's everyone liking the Local Search Academy too? I want to make sure that we're giving you the most value possible in Local Search Academy for the lowest barrier to entry for people to join and be able to get the most from this program. So I've gotten great feedback from several people. I put a post out there, I don't know, a few days back, I think, that was asking, what can we do more, or what can we add to Local Search Academy that will make this even more valuable for you or improve your experience? And I just want to make sure that we aren't, it's so important to listen to the audience, right? Not just what we think is good, but I had amazing feedback from that post that really helped me understand, oh, here's something that I know I can actually do better. I didn't see that before, right? So I love that kind of feedback. So I just want to welcome more of that. If you're coming in and you're seeing, hey, you know what? It'd be really great if Local Search Academy had this or spend more time focusing on that, then that's the kind of feedback I want to hear more of. So that we can make the absolute best program for local businesses out there, period. That's my goal. This best programming community. So good to have you guys coming on. I see Amy, Art, Terry. Great to have you here. We're going to open this up for a live Q&A. And usually what happens is people will start feeding in just as we start. And so as people are coming in, I'm just going to, before we break into the Q&A, I'm going to give you a little bit of a story that kind of came to me this week. I don't know if, how many of you guys have maybe like seen those car washes that are popping up everywhere, those automated car washes that you just kind of drive in, but the thing is like they're subscription based. So you just pay a monthly and then you can come unlimited times a month. Have you guys ever seen those in your areas? Yeah. Okay, cool. So a little bit over a year ago, my family and my wife, four kids, traveled the country for 2 years. We were just like nomads. Back when the pandemic hit, you know, we took an opportunity to sell everything and basically hit the road for 2 years and travel during that time. And it was really incredible. But I got really familiar with these car washes because every place we got, we'd do a month's subscription or whatever at each of those places. And we'd go just all the time because we pretty much lived out of our car, but we had an Airbnb by the month that we were doing, but you know, we're in the car so much, so we kept it clean. And I got to know a lot of these car washes, but having gone through so many of them, they're all fairly the same, but there's little things that make a big difference. My favorite car wash that we went to was Mod Car Wash. I don't know if there's any in your area that you've seen, but the reason I like Mod Car Wash the best is because every time we came in, they would always give us an air freshener. It was so simple. It was very inexpensive, but it was exactly what made all the difference. It was a little bit of an over delivery. You're going in to wash the car, air freshener seems nice, right? Some of them have spray bottles or whatever, but they're always kind of messy and like, you got to go find them and all of that. But we always got a fresh pack of air fresheners, and sometimes they'd give us as much as three, the three different scents that they offer. And that little over delivery made them my absolute favorite. I'm so loyal to them. In fact, a new Mod car wash just opened up down the street from me. And guess what? First thing, I'm like the first member in there. I am a true loyal fan. That is the exact thing that we try to teach with our offer strategy. How can you over deliver in a simple, small way that creates a raving customer that will continue to come back. It does not have to be with price discounts. It does not have to be by adding so much more than maybe what you already do, but it takes a little creativity to figure out what is that little touch that makes all the difference. There's a study that goes back on tipping in restaurants, and it was interesting to understand like how tips increase based on little things the server does. But what they measured was, you know how usually there's like a jar of mints as you leave a restaurant, and some restaurants you'll notice the waiter or waitress will leave like mints with the check. So what they found was if a waiter or waitress left one mint for everyone at the table with the check, the tips would increase about 3 to 4%. So they measured this again and they said, hey, what if we left 2 mints per person on at the table with the check? When they did that, the tips actually jumped to like 13%. But here's what's really unique. When the server measured this again, they would go back and leave 2 mints for each person at the table. They would leave. And then later they would come back and go, hey, just in case you wanted a few more mints, let me give you some extras, and give 2 more mints for each person at the table. When they did that, tips jumped 21%. And what it goes to show is that people, there's a reciprocity principle here. When you can surprise and delight your customers, when you can create offers that over-deliver, when you can get creative to separate yourself from the competition, do something that's just a little bit more genuine, you're going to get rewarded back. And that's the whole principle behind the offer concepts that we teach here as well. So I just wanted to share that. It was something that came to me this week, and I thought it was a really good frame to start the day with. So why don't we do this? We've got a good little group here with us. Let's open this up to Q&As and see how I can best serve you today. Now, if you have your mic muted, that's okay, but I think there's a way to raise your hand too. If you want to raise your hand, we can jump over to any questions that you have. Rigo, great to see you. Let's jump on to Rigo's question.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Good morning, everybody. So it's in the community. I know that the front page, because previously, my front page said, "I'm the hills."
Rigo, I don't mean to cut you off, but the audio is really choppy. Would you mind just disabling your camera to save that bandwidth? And I think we'll be able to hear you better.
Okay. Can you hear me?
All right, we can hear you a lot better now. But I couldn't understand when you started. Would you mind starting over?
So, after going over the videos and learning that it was better to put bullet points to give more value to the customer, why they should book with us and take action, I've gotten a better response overall. But in the response that I put on the thread, you told me that I should put supportive information and social proof, and I wanted to ask you, What were you referring to that when, because supporting info?
Oh yeah, thank you. I'm glad you asked this question. So just so everyone kind of understands the what we're doing here, and I wish I could show you the screen, but Rigo, you did a great job. Rigo took the module about offer strategy, created a new offer, and then he took the module about implementing that into the website in the proper way so that it's the first thing people see. So he showed me a snapshot in the thread in the community. You could actually check out this post of how he did this, and it looks great. So good job on that. When I said what you want later down on the website doesn't have to be overly thought through or complicated, but just supporting information by what I mean by that is typically the other stuff you're going to have on a website that just builds more trust and rapport. So there's lots of things that you can do there. One is maybe going deeper into the different services you offer. One could be, what's the process look like? Why? Rigo, remind me what it is that you do. Is it ceramic coatings? Or I kind of got that impression, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, I'm a professional detailer, and I got a shop here in South Orange County.
Okay.
And I apply ceramic coatings and paint protection film.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So maybe you could have some science behind ceramic coatings or the whatever it is, but like supporting basically your offer a little bit. What I mean by social proof, the easiest is just featuring great reviews or before and after photos. So like featuring clients and their transformations through your services too. Social proof is a really interesting psychological concept. If you were to pass a restaurant and you're looking at a line coming out the door and wrapping around the block, you don't need to know much more about that restaurant to go, I should maybe try that place. It's because you're seeing it, other people essentially like giving you a signal that this is a good place. And our brains are hardwired to look for shortcuts in making decisions. So when you can give social proof in the form of customer reviews that you're featuring, before afters, even interviews, or there was a guy who kind of is similar to your space, but he did window tinting. And I've gone to him for every single window tint job I needed with any car that we got. And what he'd always do is after the job, he'd take a picture of the client with their brand new windows tinted and then post that on social media. That's another form of social proof. And so doing stuff like that, fun stuff, maybe selfies with your clients can add a little fun element to it. But does that help?
Okay, right on. No, definitely. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to Amy. What can I help you with today?
Hey there, I am a newbie, like less than 48 hours. So I apologize for my elementary questions.
No problem.
But in lesson 18, you talked about setting up recurring posts with the software.
Okay.
And now, which software is that referring to?
Oh, yeah. So there, did you jump through any lessons or skip any, or were you going through in order?
I did not go through in order. I've done all of them up to 18 and passed, but so did I miss something prior to 18?
There might have been one little part that was missed, but I'm going to check because I want to make sure that this is easy for people to understand too. We built a software called Map Leads Pro that integrates with Google Business Pro. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Good.
So Map Leads Pro is where you can actually schedule that. Gotcha. Now, there is some like server costs to doing stuff like that creates more automations. And so right now you'll have a free trial. Like as part of this, you have a free essential license for the life of your account. In fact, even if you later leave the membership of Local Search Academy, you still have that lifetime essential license with Map Leads Pro. But when you want to access more of the automations, there's a small subscription involved to help sustain the cost of the servers and stuff.
Sure. Okay. And then I have a couple more questions. I won't be a hog. I'll let somebody else talk. Is there a place, and because I was going through the classes and I was taking notes, but is there a real nice screenshot or list somewhere of what exactly there has to be? And I've just overlooked it. What you get, for the $99 a month program?
Oh, that's a really good question. Let me see if I can, I should maybe put like a roadmap or something out there is like one of the introductory lessons that could walk through a little bit more of that. So it's very clear. Okay. But I'll explain what you're getting here. And it's all kind of like inside when you go into the members area and you're looking, everything's there. But to kind of like illustrate this, number one, you're going to get all of our lessons. As you can tell, there's a big block that's unlocked. Mm-hmm. But what we found is that people can often skip ahead, not implement the steps in the right orders. What we want to do is really pace you and not overwhelm you. Mm-hmm. And so at a certain point, you're going to see that the lesson blocks are locked. And we'll unlock each week, dripping more content for you to follow. That way you can spend the right amount of attention mastering each module and then also doing it in the right orders. But you'll continue to see, we're going to add more lessons as we continue to go with this. So you will always have a good stream of content that's always going to help you in the right order. In addition to that, every week we're adding new marketing tips. So the marketing tips are going to be little hacks or things that we're seeing or keeping you on the cutting edge of what's coming up, what's new with Google, things like that. So you can stay on the cutting edge. You're going to have access to the community, this is really great because like right now we're part of this little community here, but you've got a lot more people who aren't on this live right now, which you can actually post questions and get feedback from us, my team, and the community as well. We're going to go live weekly as long as, and actually one of the new things that we're going to be doing is at bringing in experts in different areas as well. So you can learn things about social media. You can learn things about systems in your business, learn things about email strategies, things like that. So we'll be bringing on experts at some of these Q&As as well to implement that. And then of course the software involved. So those are the big components of what you're getting with continued $97 per month access. Does that help?
Absolutely. And I'll let somebody else ask because I've got a couple of other little questions, but let somebody else go.
Well, we have a small group and plenty of time. So if you want, go ahead and ask your other questions and then we'll move on to Art.
Okay. I am so new with this. Like for my personal antique business, I've I'm doing the business brick and mortar and I bought the domain I want. Uh-huh. I had planned on before I found you to use, Go High Level for my customer database and all that. So my question is kind of twofold. I think I'm figuring out as I go through these lessons that if I use jotform.com, I maybe don't have to use Go High Level, even though I think it's a phenomenal product and I still may. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to. Am I understanding that right? Because Jotform will help me with a lot of things.
Yeah, so Jotform is, in one of our lessons, we're going to show you how you can integrate Jotform into your website to essentially turn any website into a sales funnel that mm-hmm. has that ability to generate a lead and move them through the steps. The main difference between a sales funnel and a website's built with a lot of pages. A sales funnel is built in steps that guide someone through a process. And Jotform can be a tool that allows you to do that. We actually used to have a version of our training that went deeper into high level so that you could build a real system around it. Because one of the reasons we took that out is because high level can get a little bit complicated if you are new to it. Mm-hmm. And high level is a really great platform to scale with, but it often becomes overwhelming too for someone who's newer to it. So we decided to help people get wins and to work through this. We're going to actually use Jotform as a very simple tool to teach you. And you can use any kind of website you want to start with that, and it will work for you. But at a certain point, when you're scaling, you may want to migrate this into a system like High Level to scale with.
Okay. And I apologize. My dog just got into my recycle. That noise was. Okay. So then my very, very other very basic question is, I don't want to make this a high level session, but in my simple little head, because I hadn't gotten into high level yet, I was thinking that they would host my website, but maybe I misunderstood that. Mm-hmm. But if I use Jotform, I want to go somewhere like to GoDaddy or somewhere and get my website hosted. Is that correct?
Yeah. So High Level does host everything for you. So you don't need to pay for another hosting fee or service or like that. If you do something a little bit simple, like Wix is a common website builder. GoDaddy has one. If you just need like a simple website builder, put something together. Those are other great options. I know GoDaddy will give you everything you need. Wix will give you everything you need. And then you can integrate Jotform to help you facilitate the lead process through it.
And is there one that you feel like communicates better with Jotform than another, or are they all pretty much?
No, Jotform is very easy to link into. We'll show you exactly how. Basically, any website you can create in any platform is very easily linked to Jotform. There's several different ways to do it. You can either embed the iframe and have the form directly in your website. My preference would be create a button and then link that button directly to Jotform. There's not one that works better or worse.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to Art.
Hey there, how you doing?
Good, it's good to see you.
Yeah, I've been in the course maybe 2 days or something like that.
Okay, pretty soon. All right.
Yeah, am I lagging?
Just a touch, but it's okay.
All right, so I have a marketing agency, and the majority of what we do is Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. And I have clients. We also do websites with Squarespace typically.
Okay.
And so what I'm looking at is being able to help them with their SEO, particularly the Google Business Profile. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw your advertisement or promotional piece, you were talking about using the funnel instead of, you know, you don't have to do a lot of SEO. We just use a funnel to be able to rank with the Google business profile. Yeah. And so I was wanting to have a little bit more clarification on that, how that works. Because it looks like it's going to be 30 days before I can even take a look at how the funnels work or.
A little bit further down in the process there.
30 days to, you know what that, how that works.
Sure. No, I completely understand. And if you want, here, why don't I do this too for you? Let me log in here and find you. What I'm going to do is unlock the old version of Local Search Academy. So if you want to jump ahead, there's some stuff there that I think will be really helpful for you as an agency.
Okay.
To get more into. While we're doing this, let me just find you here real quick in there. Let's see. Art Gray, right?
Correct.
Okay. Access. Okay, so I'm adding a new component to your account that says LSA old.
Okay.
And that will give you a way to jump ahead to some of those things that I think are going to serve you and what you're needing. But to answer your question, as far as SEO and Google profile, some consider it kind of the same, but really I view them completely different channels. The concept of SEO is to do the activities that will help your website rank on the first page of Google. Google profile is all about ranking your profile in the maps. And the big shift here is that, as you probably know, because you're in the space, SEO is super competitive. I mean, there's very little real estate for you to win. And you're competing not only, I don't know what businesses you work with, but many businesses are also competing for SEO against Angie, Thumbtack, Yelp, HomeAdvisor, these billion-dollar organizations that it's really hard to compete against. So where you have a big advantage is that 92% of businesses that set up their Google profile rarely touch it. You're actually moving yourself to focusing in an area that everyone's missing. And because of that, it doesn't take as much effort for you to see results with Google profile. But the shift is, we're not trying to rank your website here. We're trying to rank your profile, and your profile will drive traffic to your website. So it's kind of like a little change in how you think about it. But that is going to help you really create more stickiness to your clients, because I often hear a lot of clients coming to us that are like, man, I've paid this SEO guy and then this, that guy and then this guy and this guy. And they say it's going to take 12 months or 6 months or whatever. And then I'm not getting the results that I wanted. And so you're going to be able to get clients what they're really paying you for by integrating Google profile into the process here. But more importantly, everything's magnified when you integrate good offer strategy and sales funnels too, because it's not just a traffic problem. It's also a conversion problem. When you put those things together, you're pulling two levers for your clients, and that is going to make you super valuable to them.
Great. Okay. All right. And so that, so then the emphasis then is on the Google business profile. And then I'm guessing that you're optimizing the website intent for the keywords of the Google business profile?
It cut out and I had a little background noise, but do you mind repeating the question?
Okay. On the website, are you optimizing it to show intent with the keywords that you're using on the Google business profile, or does that matter?
No, well, we don't focus as much on it. It's still good to go through like a one-time optimization for SEO purposes here, but I spend a lot less time doing the blog posts, backlinks, things like that, that are typical strategies for ongoing purposes. What we're going to work on more is building, having consistent, fresh content published to your Google profile every single day and feeding the algorithm fresh content. Because when you do that, you're signaling to the algorithm and Google that you're a relevant business, and it's going to position you in the map section a lot better. One tool that might be really helpful for you here, and we don't have this in MapLeads Pro. I wish we had, but we're working on it. It's in the product development timeline. But there's something called like a heat map and local dominator. Let me just check out here.
Got that.
You've got it? Okay, perfect. Local Dominator is a great place for you to measure your clients' results with Google Profile and being able to like schedule a new run every month so you can see the progress.
Right. And if you don't use it very much, I mean, I've got it for free right now.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. I'm not using it a great deal, but I think it's a really neat product. So are the clients able to use what's your product name?
Ours is MapLeads Pro.
MapLeads Pro. Are they able to utilize that, or do I do it for them, or what's the process there, and is it white labeled, or?
I don't have a way to really white label it right now, but if you create an account, you could actually set up your client's Google profiles into your own account to manage it and run reports from it. But to do that, to do what you want to do for them, you'll probably need to add the subscription behind it. What I would do is just have the clients, what they're paying you, just kind of like build it into the price.
Okay. All right. And so then would they be using the program I haven't gone through the program yet. Mm-hmm. And so does that load the images? Do they use it to respond to reviews? Do they use it to
It allows them to manage their keywords and understand what they're being found for, and giving you opportunity to discover keywords that you want to rank better for. So you're building content. You can manage all of the content on your Google profile from within that platform. It will give you the best insights out of everything out there that I've found, because what we'll do is through the API, we're going to pull in all the data for up to 12 months for your client. And then going forward, it will add like from that time onward. So you can actually look at data over a longer period of time and understand patterns and recognize things that are working and things that aren't, which is really cool. It will monitor your reviews, and you can set it up to automatically respond to those reviews, because that response is a really good trigger for the algorithm to help you with it. If you can respond to those reviews within 24 hours, that's going to be the best. You can schedule posts. So you can set up a recurring post schedule so that it automatically publishes every single day for you. And the one challenge, though, is photos. Google actually changed the way their infrastructure looks when you add photos not that long ago. And ours is kind of still messy, being more tailored to the older version of Google Profile than the newer. But photos has always been a challenge, because it's so much easier for the client to upload those photos right from their Google Maps application than for someone to do it for them. But my recommendation is don't try to do all the photo management from Google Profile, from MapLeads Pro. Do that from the cell phone. It's so much easier. Or for you can do it from the computer. But everything else is really better when you're managing it through MapLeads Pro.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I had another question. Okay. So are the responses AI generated, or are you talking about each response is done by the individual?
Say it one more time.
Are the review responses, are those AI generated, or each individual is?
So you can actually manually do it right from MapLeads Pro. I love the MapLeads Pro platform for this, because it's so much easier to find the reviews and respond to them and manage those than trying to do it from the native Google platform. But you can also set up an automated review too. So it just depends on what you want to do. But you can do automated or manually.
Is that AI generated, or is it just like a...
No, that'd be cool if it was. We're not there yet, but hey, that's a great idea.
So how many, I have a trucking company that has like nine locations. Would it be able to manage those nine, or how's that?
Yeah, it would. You'd have to set up a profile for each of those locations, but it could manage all of them for you, or you could use it to manage all of those.
Okay. And now, do I need the password? How do I link to the Google Business Profile?
You will need them to add you as a manager to their Google profile first. And then once you're added as a manager, then when you log into your MapLeads Pro account, you can click add new account and then authenticate it with the Gmail address you used to become a manager. And it will show you all of the options that you can add into. I'll show you all those locations. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Art. It's great to have you in the community. If there's anything else that I can do to serve you, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. We've got Johanna.
Hi there. Are you guys able to hear me now?
Yep. We're able to hear you. How are you?
All right. Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. What can I help you with?
So I started using Mappy Leads Pro.
Okay.
And I have a question about the posting feature. So when I'm going in and I'm adding the post, it's asking me to change the picture's resolution, which I'm doing. Okay. But does it have to be named the same for Google to pick it up, I guess, at a higher ranking, or it doesn't really matter in terms of the naming convention that I'm using for it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it doesn't really matter the naming convention you're using now.
Okay.
It used to, and that used to be something that people would do, where you would actually change the title of your picture and upload it. That you could put keywords and things like that in there.
Mm-hmm.
But today what we found is that Google is now stripping most of the metadata out of photos. If you've ever used Google Lens before, this is an application that Google develops with AI that basically really understands what's going on in a picture. And that's, I think, what we see today with Google Profile. The only piece of metadata that I feel like they're still using are geotags. And so it's a great, if you're a service business, it's always really great to upload photos. Like if you're out installing an HVAC unit, take a picture of it, upload it directly from your phone, and it incorporates that geotag showing Google the geographic locations where you've...
Right, which you recommend that if you're a service business, go in and take a picture in the area that you serve. Therefore, we'll pick it up and it will help out.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, my next question is, how can I make my posts to be more effective? Because what I have noticed is, and I don't remember if you remember about myself and my husband, so we have a painting and remodeling business.
Okay.
And he does, and he takes the pictures, and our business Google profile will be ranking higher. Like we could see it in like third, second place.
Good. Okay.
I go and I post, and it's not as effective.
Yeah.
So in the moment that he stops uploading pictures, it's like, okay, we see our ranking going down. So I'm just wondering, what can I do to make the post to be more effective? I mean, I have put it about promotions that we have going on. Mm. I have put about like different tips, like related to our business. But I'm just wondering if I'm missing something.
Yeah, no, you're not missing anything. I've always called photos the secret weapon for Google Profile, because you get the most traction when you're consistently adding photos to your Google profile. One of the things that I would recommend, if you haven't done this, is called batching. So on your next project, make sure you take like 20 or 30 photos, okay, just from all kinds of angles, and then put them into an album that you can just store on your phone. I like to use Google Photos because it's easy to do from there. And now you've got 30 photos that you can use, and just once a day, add a new photo to your Google profile. That way you don't have to like photo dump one day and then have a dry period before the next project. Mm-hmm. You've got photos you can just consistently keep adding, because what Google likes more, it's much better to add 100 photos over time than it is to add 100 photos once and then none after that. So you want to have consistency and frequency happening. Now, the other thing about your posts is utilizing Map Leads Pro, you can actually schedule recurring posts. So you're still going to get some impact from that, but your photos is going to be a good thing to stay consistent.
We have been doing that. So we tested it out. So the days that he will post, or I will post, or I will leave it on automatic to post, plus he will upload the picture like automatically second, third place. And that was wonderful. But the days that he didn't have a picture and I was just not scroll posting, it will be like, number 19, number 20 or 20 something.
Gotcha. Gotcha. How are you measuring it too? Are you just Googling it, or do you have a tool that you're looking at?
I'm using a tool. I cannot remember the name of it, but let me see. What's it? How are my computers? One, GMB Everywhere.
Oh, okay. GMB Everywhere. That one, I use one of their Chrome tools, GMB Everywhere. Let me take a peek here real quick. Yeah, this Chrome, this one's a pretty good tool. It'll also show you different categories that all your competitors are listed under. So you can go back and make sure you're not missing some categories, because almost every business is missing categories that they should actually have in their business. And then you can
and we have done that. So what we did is we took our competitors in the area, the highest ranking ones, mm-hmm. and then just put them through the tool and making sure that we have way more categories than all of them. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, they're more established in terms of the Google profile. Probably they get more contact, who knows? Yeah. So I think that we have covered that. I feel happy. And I think Mad Leads Pro has ranked us or has scored us higher in that. Mm-hmm. It's just that picture.
Yeah.
That, if, for example, right now it wants like front, back, or something, and we are service business. We don't have that. I'm guessing it's referring to a brick and mortar kind of a business. Mm-hmm. But I guess okay. I keep telling the house, okay, use pictures of something else. We can post it in there as long as we're feeding up, mm-hmm. you know, those pictures into the Google Business profile.
Yeah. Pictures are going to serve you well. You could also do pictures of your truck with the logo on it, or, you know, going in different areas. Like, it's okay to have 30 pictures of your truck in front of different jobs that you're doing. The thing about pictures and posts is that this is not content that most people are going to see. It's more content for Google to consume to understand your business so that you rank in the map section, because most people aren't going to drill in very deep into your Google profile before they click to look at your website to check you out. So it's less about trying to get in front of people. I shouldn't say that, because that is the goal. It's less about getting your content viewed by people and more about feeding Google so Google will feed you.
Right. Do you think it's effective to put, and that goes into my next question, if you don't mind. I've been writing them down as I'm going through the training material.
Sure.
So do you think it's effective to put before and afters, as you said, like going in and probably show how a job looked before?
Yeah, okay. I think that's going to be great for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think you already answered my last question, which is how to get more traction and ranking higher, which is basically what you're telling me is feed the algorithm with pictures. Even if you have to take 20 pictures of the same and different angles and then just feeding up once every day.
There you go. Yep, exactly. Okay.
Yep.
Good job. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well with it. So keep it up. And then there is, for everyone, there is a certain threshold you're going to hit with how much your Google profile will benefit you in traffic and business and all of that. That's why in later lessons, we go into local search ads, Google guaranteed, retargeting, because now what we're doing is we're taking the old method of traditional SEO and showing you the new method to getting traffic and showing up organically. But then when it comes to traditional pay-per-click, we're showing you the new method, which is local search ads, which is you're only able to do with Google profile. So local search ads, Google guaranteed, retargeting, these are all going to be paid strategies that will help you amplify and scale as well. Great. Right. We got some more hands up. Let's see here. Let's go over to, I don't know who was next, but I think I see, I think Rigo might've been next. Rigo, did you have another follow-up question?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Jared, if it's possible, can you post a video of what a supporting info page looks like? Because that really helps me out a lot when I look at your videos, so I can get a visual of what I would need to do on my end.
So let me share with you my screen here, and I think maybe I could just walk you through some. So can you see this? Can you see my screen over here? So you can see they've got their offer right up here at the top, and then the next thing they do is they have some information about their unique product, a video that goes with it. They're building trust by showing people they've worked with. They're going their whole house wellness program. There's four dimensions to it. You're going to see some social proof coming down here. So that's what I mean, you know, reviews. And then it reaches back into the offer.
Can I do that? Is that recommended to do it? Do to each page of my service on my website?
Yeah, so you can literally follow this for every service that you have. So now you talk about ceramic coatings and you break down why ceramic coatings, social proof about ceramic coatings, and reframe the offer. Yep. And you know, any other service that you have. Does that help having that visual?
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. You know what? Honestly, since I've been looking at the videos and I've been making the modifications on my website, it's just helped me out tremendously. Like,
oh, good.
Like, it's just, I've been getting the leads that I'm getting, not that it solved my problem, but I was getting a lot of, should I say, deadbeat leads. Mm. Now I'm getting solid concrete leads through my door right now.
Yes. So, oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Good job, Rigo.
Thank you.
Keep it up. That's exactly why I created this, because with a few simple shifts in how you position your business, you'll see a bigger impact. The challenge today is not starting a business. It's how do you cut through the noise? And now you're doing it a little more effectively than the competition in your area, and you're seeing it pay off. So good job.
Thank you, Jared.
You're welcome. We'll go back up to, I'm starting to run a little short on time because I've got a meeting I'm going to be coming into. So I see Amy and Art. We'll just start with you, Amy, and we'll finish up with Art.
So real quick, I don't know how long you've done the affiliate program, but two questions about it. One, is there specific training on the affiliate program? Just because I'm kind of ignorant when it comes to all this stuff. Or do you have Q&A like that for the affiliate program? And then my second question is there a commission available for if you help sell that seven-figure marketing system?
Mm, yeah, so great question. So the affiliate program is new. I launched it last month to come into this month, and I'm going to be actually starting an announcement where we're doing a new competition. So everyone who wants to participate can share the program, and we're actually going to give away a brand new MacBook Air to help you with your business for the winner of that competition. And there's going to be some other prizes as well. But with that said, I actually don't have a lot of training on this. This is stuff that's kind of new, and I'm just going like implementing as quickly as I can. But what I can tell you is it's not going to be a difficult sell. You don't have to be the expert to say, hey, here's everything you need, because what you're going to be doing is sharing a link to a landing page that basically shares it all for you and does the selling. So if I were to show you real quick what that looks like, it's going to look like, let's see here, like this. And then it will break down everything that they're going to get. And it's going to be kind of like how you guys joined, where they get everything for free, just pay shipping to start, and they'll get into the program and be able to benefit from the value of it. So, you know, it's not hard to sell at least $10 to start something for free and see how it works for you. But all of this supporting information, the offer, the testimonials are all there, videos and snapshots of results. Keep going down a big background of my story, where I come from, what I'm doing, things like that, and then frequently asked questions. So all you need to do, or should be able to do, is go, you know, reach out to someone you might know could benefit from this and say, hey, I'm part of this program. It's actually really cool. You can join for free if you just cover the shipping and try it out, see if you like it. And then every time someone renews, you're going to get 40% commission off of that. You could tell, like, most affiliate programs do very little in terms of the percentage of commission. Mm-hmm. We wanted to do 40% because, to me, it's not as much about the money as it is about how can I get this, how can I create the largest, best community for local businesses, because local businesses get overlooked all the time in so many ways, especially when it comes to marketing strategy. And I want to create a community that can serve you guys much better. So hopefully that helps. And
absolutely.
If you log into the affiliate center, there's an actual example email that you could send out if you wanted to use that.
Yeah, I've done all that. So
okay, thank you. Perfect.
And then is there a commission? Go ahead.
Yeah, to answer your other question. So we do offer a high-level coaching program where we personally build the seven-figure marketing system for a business, install it into the business, and then train them on how to scale with it going forward. This is typically for those businesses who are looking to generate seven figures or $1 million a year and get there as fast as possible with the least amount of time, effort, and money. And so that becomes a much very involved process. And we don't have like a official affiliate program for that, but we do offer a referral fee. So if you have someone where that is a much better fit, just let me know. Right now, I don't have like an official form or anything like that. But if you just connect me with them and they become one of those clients, I will make sure that you are that we thank you in a very nice way.
Thank you. Perfect.
You're welcome. All right, Art.
Yeah, I was going to see on the leads pages, are those always connected to a website, or do you have something like you're not using Go High Level, but with High Level, they have leads pages that you're able to utilize. What are you utilizing for leads page if they don't have a website?
So in our training, we show you how to use Jotform to be able to generate the lead, but that's a kind of a very simple system to put together. I wouldn't call it a system yet. It's kind of like a simple fix to create a funnel out of your existing website. But in our program, we use High Level all the time. So we're actually just building funnels for all of our clients that we're working with in our coaching program. And we're building a whole system for them through it. I don't know. Knowing you're an agency, do you have the agency version of High Level?
I've had it before, but I'm not using it right now. I have it on like pause.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it could serve you as you grow your agency. It could serve you probably really well if you're at a point where you want to reactivate that and then build things inside of High Level for each of your clients, because you can spin up a new instance for them to be able to log into High Level and have access to all of that. But you have an agency account that manages all of those clients. And that can be a really great thing. We actually set this up for one of our clients who started a boot camp, then started a second location, then a third location, and now is adding franchises all over. And we set him up with an agency version of High Level, so his franchisees can log in without having access to all of the other locations as well.
Okay, good. Okay, and so does each one of your clients have access to build funnels and things like that, where they could screw stuff up, or how do you?
You can manage that, but usually, so you can manage the permission levels that they have so they don't mess everything up inside of it, but they can access what they need. So it is manageable.
So you're not just giving them like, was the program Leads Connection or something like that?
Oh, Lead Connector. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not just doing that. They have access to the program.
Yeah, they have access to their funnel system as well. But most of our clients, for us and the way that we serve them, we want them to be able to feel like they can go in and make an adjustment. And if they mess something up, we can come in and fix it. It's not been an issue for us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. And then on the offer, how do you see that's able to create clients with more intent and less tire kickers?
This, if you have you ever heard of this book, $100 Million Offer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I think this is the Bible of offer strategy, this and Magnetic Marketing by Dan Kennedy. And what it has clearly comes to, here's what I see a lot. And I'll just give you a good example of like service businesses. The offer everyone uses is get a free estimate. Contact us for a quote. It's like that's not an offer though. That's just a call to action, you know, right. But everyone is saying that. So they expect you to go to their website, see that they offer painting or roofing or whatever it is, and then contact you for an estimate. But we're not actually sharing why they should contact us. So what our offer does is we'll break down three bullet points that will break down what the value is they're actually getting when they come through work with us. The first one is going to focus on selling the transformation, not just the service. So most people say, hey, I'm a roofer. But we're going to say, hey, let us give you a quote to protect your greatest asset. Does it make sense?
Right. Yeah.
The second bullet point is going to be an emotional benefit. This is, we're going to talk about the limbic messaging that activates the decision and emotional parts of your brain. But no one talks about the emotion of feeling like, hey, have peace of mind. Your family is safe and your roof is protecting your home. That's going to really help you resonate with 40% of a decision is based on emotion. So we want to touch on that. And then the third is what I was kind of sharing earlier, the value add-on. This is your opportunity to over-deliver in a very unexpected way right from the start. So a good example of this was the flooring contractor we did. This was one of my favorites, where he said, when you get a new floor installed by us, we'll give you a free Roomba vacuum to keep it clean every night.
Right.
Right. No contractor does that. And that is what makes it so different. Now, when you add that to your free estimate offer, now it feels like a real offer, not just a call to action. And that moves more people forward. So you're going to get the people who are price conscious. There are always those people out there. They're going to be a little bit like, I don't know, right? Because this sounds expensive. The people who want the most convenience, quality, and value, the people who really want the value out of it, they're going to move forward. And that's why you're going to get stronger, higher quality leads through it. It's going to increase the lead volume. And more importantly, you're going to be able to sell your business much easier because at the foundation, your offer is what converts.
Right, right. Okay. Thanks, man.
You're welcome. All right, guys, I've got to run. Sorry, I can't stay longer. I absolutely love this. If you have any comments or feedback of what we can do to improve Local Search Academy even more, let me know. But I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Thank you for tuning into the 4Impact Podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to 4impactpodcast.com to take our Impact Marketing Challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.